Now, following on from our discussion on the results of the marriage equality postal vote, which came back positive at a 61.6 yes vote, percentage yes vote, breakfast producers Chloe Holmes and Zoe Canardis joined the festivities in Adelaide's Hindmarsh Square to hear the results. And this is what the people of South Australia had to say when they found out.
And now the official results of the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey. For the national result, yes responses, 7,817,247, representing 61.6% of clear responses. That's 61.6% of clear responses were yes.
The results are in, and that resounding cheer was the response from the South Australians who gathered in Hindmarsh Square yesterday morning to get the results of the same-sex marriage postal survey. After a tense few months, we can now rest easy knowing that Australia has taken the next step towards equality.
We joined the crowd and spoke with some of them and asked how they were feeling after hearing the results.
Oh, absolutely ecstatic. We were really nervous. Didn't know. I mean, at the end of the day, all the polls were saying yes, but we've seen it go the other way so many times. And, everyone's just so excited. We've still got a long way to go through Parliament, but, we just want to party now.
Oh, so excited. This is awesome. It's so good to see it. I'm so happy for everyone. Yeah,
it's phenomenal. There are people out here crying of happiness, and it's really emotional, and it's really nice to see it going positively.
Overwhelmed, like I wasn't expecting how much of an effect this debate would have on me, and it's just such an amazing time for our community that we fought so hard to be able to get this result.
We asked people what they expected from the results coming in.
I think we were all kind of hoping for the yes, but I was very prepared for the no, so shocked that it actually was the yes.
Yeah, I thought it would be like closer to 50-50.
Yeah. The astounding amount of yes. Is the best thing.
Yeah. And actually, the amount of people that voted, like, I was going in this expecting, like, 60% to vote, but the fact that it's got so high with the votes, it's just awesome to show that everyone actually did it.
I was optimistic, but you never want to, like, I didn't want to jinx it, but, you know, given all of the surveys and polls before, I was expecting it, but I didn't want to say so, just in case,
We asked many of the people there how it had been affecting the community in the lead-up to the announcement.
It was, the way it affected our community, it was so unnecessary. What this result showed was that the polls before were, accurate, given that's how statistics work. And so, no, I don't think we needed to go through this, but it was worth the hard work when we had to do it.
They're pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It takes, I think, a big toll on everyone's mental health. I think, like, even if you were very prepared for a yes, the fact that there is even the possibility of a no definitely takes a toll on how you feel just in day-to-day life, even things that don't actually regard the survey at all.
We wanted to find out whether or not people were optimistic that this yes vote would lead to legislation going through Parliament.
Resoundingly positive and...
Yeah.
People realise that we voted for equality, so we're going to get it. I think it's going to send a good message to, like, young people especially.
I am relatively confident that given the resounding result, it's undeniable that they will have to pass something and pass it fast, and it should be good legislation.
I really hope so. I think this community will keep fighting hard regardless, and whatever happens, we're such strong and we've come such a long way that we're not going to let it not happen now.
It's safe to say everyone was in high spirits yesterday. We also heard from Caitlin and Emmanuel, the SA field directors for the Equality Campaign.
Hi, my name's Emmanuel. I'm the South Australian field director for the Equality Campaign here in South Australia. We're very pleased with the result here. We got 63%. That is well above the average. Every South Australian federal electorate voted yes as well. Now's the time that politicians get on with the job. And pass a marriage equality bill by the end of the year that's fair and equitable. I'll be looking forward to that. And I'll pass over to Caitlin now to talk a bit about our campaign here in South Australia.
Yeah, so we're so proud of the campaign that we ran here in South Australia. From the get-go, we knew that we wanted to run a solely positive campaign, and we can hold our heads high knowing that we have done exactly that. We focused on values of fairness and equality, and in South Australia, we have made
hundreds of thousands of phone calls, we've knocked on thousands of doors, and we've had so many conversations. And across the country, a million phone calls were made to everyday Aussies, over 100,000 door knocks, and we're just so proud of everything that the campaign has worked towards and every person that has contributed towards this amazing result that we've got today. I was really nervous. Yes or no, this has been an incredibly taxing campaign on a lot of people, so I was just nervous about the effect that it was going to have on everyone, but knowing that we were all going to get together this morning and be together, whatever the result, was really good to know. Something I couldn't have even imagined working towards. I didn't really know how this was going to feel, but it's better than I could have imagined.
Look, I think the next stage is Dean Smith's put up a very good bill that has cross-party support. I think it's fair and equitable. Australians has obviously given a very firm yes result, and South Australians as well, that this bill gets passed by the end of the year.
I think it's incredibly validating to know that the people that you're walking past on the street support you and support your right to marry the person that you love. Obviously, my heart goes out to the people that are in those very few electorates where there wasn't a majority yes result, and we need to look out for those people over the next coming weeks and months. But otherwise, this is just, it's so heartening and it's just so affirming. We're really, really excited about it.
So there you have it. Australia has spoken and it has been a resounding yes. So now we'll see where the next step takes us.